Autumn. 1. The field which had until yesterday been aflame, today spreads vague beneath a cloudy sky. People say autumn deepens with each rain. Already the autumn cicadas are singing amidst the grass from a solitary tree. I put a cigarette in my mouth. The smoke rises, twisting into the stagnant air. I cannot stare at the horizon, even if I want to, what with the rising and sinking of heat wave ghosts, so I can only crouch down. Tinged with a dull gold, the sky is cloudy. It hasn't changed, and because it is so high, I have to bow my head. I resign myself to the boredom of living. The smoke has triple flavors. It seems I may be nearing the end of my life. 2. And then, saying goodbye, strangely, wearing a smile filled with a kind of brassy luster, out that door he went. The smile didn't seem like that of a living thing. His eyes were the color of purified marsh water. Whenever we talked, his mind seemed to be elsewhere. He spoke in short bursts, pausing between phrases. And trivial things, he remembered them in such detail. Yes, that's right. He knew he was going to die, didn't he? When he saw a star the other day, he smiled, saying, "That star will be me." It was just the other day, and he kept saying that his ghetto were not his own. 3. The grass didn't move at all. A butterfly flew above. Dressed in a yukata, he stood watching it from the porch. I kept an eye on how he was doing from over here. He was gazing at the yellow butterfly. There came the sound of the tofu peddler's horn. That power pole rose clear against the evening sky. "I," he turned to me and said, "dug up a 250-pound stone yesterday." "Well, but what for? Where?" I asked him. Then he stared into my eyes. He looked angry and, well, I got scared. How strange one's last days are.